see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad and the air is acid rain. There's a rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mothers cry, cause the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. And the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
And welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gambo. I'm the host of the show. And you're all welcome. You all can visit twice this program, once each hour, TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStreamLive.com. And you can click on my picture, click on that little bar to the right when you get to that array of other broadcasters, and that puts a vote in, and that moves me up in the ratings for that day, that hour. The higher I go, the more likely people are going to listen. The lower you are, people are not going to listen. It's real simple. I don't benefit personally from this broadcast whatsoever. It's all volunteer work. Really kind of comes down to it. Because I have a message to give, and I want to give it out, and I want to give it out free. I want people to listen. I have no underlying meaning, desire, need, or whatever, except to get the truth out. And then, whatever I say, you need to challenge it, no matter what it is. You challenge it, and you do some work. You seek it out. Don't let people do work for you. You find out yourself what you need to know. You find out from others where direction to go, then you scrutinize everything you hear on the media, the news, the radio, alternate news, it don't matter. Family, the truth is all that matters. Being tickled only lasts for a little while. And sometimes being overly tickled is not so pleasant. You ever heard that before? Family, we're coming to a head, it seems, of some sort of new movement that's going to spring out of nowhere. Financial breakdown, I don't know. It's now they're coming up now more openly about a military coup. It'll only be the sixth time they've tried it. FDR during the Kennedy era, that failed because of four assassinations, obviously. Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, JFK, Bobby Kennedy. Their coup failed then because those four did not cooperate. That low-life Nixon, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, and now Obama. They're all working together. They all work together for the New World Order to try to snow the American people into following their agenda, whether it be a war that they promulgated and set up themselves through the use of the Vatican, the Jesuits, the Illuminati, the Freemasons at the highest level. Now you hear it all. Not ISIS, not Islam. Islam is a vehicle. Islam is an enemy they're using. As Zionism is an enemy they're using. As communism is an enemy they're using that they all created. The Vatican created Islam as a religion in the 6th century of our world history. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, they did. The Vatican created Islam. Vatican created the Frankenstein that we are dealing with today. And they've been orchestrating it all along, using it. The only time that Islam, for example, went on its own was the time the Crusades had to curb what they had started already. It got a little too big for them, so they had to bring the Crusades to put the fire out. After they started the fire, they had to put it out, and they did, 11 Crusades later. These are all facts. If you search it out, you'll find it to be true. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then I want to jump on today the reality, what's going on. And this week is focused on the mass medication that's been given to Americans since 1860s until today. The ultimate goal was to destroy the family unit at a certain point in time. Vladimir Lenin, who's a student of Adam Weishaupt and the Illuminati, Vladimir Lenin said, quote, "You destroy the family, you destroy the country," unquote. So everything revolves around destroying the family unit. Everything. And that way, you destroy from within. As I indicated yesterday, the fifth column attack was to destroy the family. I'm going to explain exactly how Tavistock set this up, how the Illuminati has used it. You got to know the enemy if you're going to know what you want to fight or stay away from or go against or what. There's sneaky ways of putting in orders and legislation to sneak up on you while keeping you distracted. Well, after all, the Federal Reserve came this way. National Defense Authorization Act came that way. Everything that snuck in on us has come in the same way. Do we ever learn? Lord, we thank you today. Father, we thank you for the infirmities you put upon us sometimes, Lord, that makes us stronger. Lord, give us the grace to handle them. Lord, we know you won't put more in what we can handle. You know our heart. You know what we can do. But Lord, we know that you're here to build us, guide us with your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your holy word, the King James Bible, that, Lord, we know there's an attack going on toward that Bible. Father, we know that there's false Bibles, which is the rule, not the exception. Lord, we need discernment and wisdom to see through this deception. We need those in the pulpits today to have the courage to expose these false Bibles. Expose these false religions and Christian sects that are being formed every day. Lord, we pray for our families. Father, we pray for the veterans returning and their families that, Lord, you use your Holy Spirit. Those not in your graces, Lord, we call upon you to bring up divine appointments. Set them up to give them opportunities to be witnessed to. And to bring their families back in the fold. That the wives, Lord, will, and the husbands, Father, depending, will have the opportunity to sanctify the unbelieving one and the one coming back from this war and these conflicts and these events that's being thrust upon them, to protect their bodies from the poisons being put in their bodies, protect them from the drugs and the vaccines that's been shoved in their bodies. Lord, we know this is not for their good, but for their ill will. Lord, we pray for the Holy Spirit to sanctify the bodies, even through the attacks that's occurring for them now. We pray for our children, these schools, that schools are deceiving. Schools of humanism, Lord, to expose it, using teachers, Lord, to expose the agenda that's truly going behind the walls. Expose those humanists in the colleges and universities. Expose who they are. And Father, to seal their mouths shut. Father, we know there's an attack on our way of life worldwide. It's coming from the secret societies. Father, to expose this agenda. Expose the way Lucifer is controlling these societies, organizations, intelligence services, and all the like. Father, to render them null and void. And Father, to strip down the protection of the Wiccan that are in these military, that's in the legislative branches, in the business industries. Father, to show them for the Luciferians that they are, and strip down their protection, to expose them to the world so they can pray against it. Father, to give us that wisdom, discernment, to see those end times that's coming, that, Father, we can preach day and night about the coming of this Lord and the day of the Lord that's yet to come. Prepare those, Father, that's not prepared, to help them clean their houses of the spiritual famine that's going on today, to bring it back before these times really march out. All these things we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, there's, you know, I'd like to give you some Dr. Feelgood stories and all that kind of thing. That's good to hear and all that. But, family, the reality is there's judgment coming upon this world, and it's coming fast. And the more we pull away from God, like changing the laws to go against his commandments, for example, the quicker it gets here. Well, I pray against it because it's a thing I should do. I work against it. It's a thing I should do. But by the same token, it slows it down, which is good. Gives people opportunity to be witnessed to accept Jesus as Savior. More time for that to happen, for people to come around before the door slams shut. But by the same token, also, the closer they get to it and the more victories they make, really is the opposite effect. There's no way they can win, because the sooner they get to it, the sooner they'll be destroyed, the globalists. The longer it takes for them to accomplish it gives you opportunity to witness to others more time. Look at it from that positive point of view. Death itself is nothing more than a transition of your soul and your spirit if you're born again to heaven. The downside is, if you're not born again, if you're not saved, the soul and spirit's going to hell. The body, in either case, will be left on earth until the time of judgment, which will be brought back together, called translated, and judged. every human being that's ever lived. How does God do that? I have no idea. But he's God, and I'm certainly not. I just know what he says is true. Way, way, way over my pay grade to even begin to explain it. I just know it's true because he says so. No way possible can evil win out on this new world order on a permanent basis. It's not possible. Evil did not create this earth. If you're believing that the earth is self-created, has always existed in this perfect form that it is, then just forget about your science books, because even science can prove that that's impossible. Nothing can't create something. Even atheists will admit that. So there's a intelligent design, but it's way beyond that. Intelligent design, exactly what intelligence. And you're told. God of the Bible, Jehovah. His son was Jesus Christ. If you trace down all the other so-called messiahs, the Imam Mahdi, Kalki Avatar, Maitreya, the Christ, which is not Jesus Christ, Bodhisattva, Krishna, the whole lot of them, if you trace their actual origin, they have an ending point. Not a beginning, but an ending. And of mythology. You keep tracing it past mythology, you'll come to the conclusion that they're fallen angels that are very disgruntled, because they know they're going to hell, because hell was created for them. There are no good ones in the Ascended Master list. You can find it. It's called the New Age Movement. God's angels that he sends up mankind, they show up as they did in the past and do their mission, and they're gone. They don't just linger around. And ones that do, quote unquote, linger, are your protective angels you don't see. You would be shocked and amazed if you had a pair of glasses that you could see what was going on around you in that second heaven, in that second realm that your eyes cannot see of this world into the next. You'd be shocked at the war going on around you. God's protective hedge, keeping evil back until the time comes that he removes it. That will be the day of the Lord. It will last a long time, within the 7 years. It's called the tribulations. Right now, a restraining spirit is protecting your body through the full armor of God, but you got to pray it. You got to take Jesus as Savior. Otherwise, you have opening. Satan will come in. That's where your suicides, your drug overdoses, your rape, your murder, these things happen, because demonic entities cause these things to happen because you're not protected. You're in a battleground right now. This is a battleground. Your armor, your shield, the shoes you walk on, the helmet you wear, the truth that you wear around your waist, these called the armor of God is what protects you. It's a supernatural war going on around you 24/7 and then some. Now, some of you might have found that hard to take and decide to turn on some TV program now and go away. The family, they won't make it stop. You're going to have to hit it head on. And only the supernatural can defeat the supernatural. Only God can do it. How do you get God to do it for you? By becoming born again. That's the bottom line. And when it's time to come home, your death is but temporary, because your soul and your spirit goes to be with him until the time of that rapture, whenever it is. Nobody knows when it is. They keep arguing about something they don't even know anything about. That's God's business. Your business is to have his protection. Don't take money. Takes love, faith. That's what's going on today. What I'm going to give you, though, in these broadcasts, the 4 to 6, is the mechanics of how Satan is using the world against you. I break it down. And I don't even give it justice. It's so massive. But you got to know what you're really dealing with. And it's not ISIS. Can ISIS blow up some malls? Sure they can. ISIS is controlled by the CIA, Mossad, Iranian intelligence, Saudi intelligence, Turkish intelligence, MI5, MI6, ADL. They all control ISIS. ISIS is just another form of the intelligence agencies called the, using the dialectic, being the bad guys, the plausible deniability, but they're controlled by the intelligence agencies to cause you fear, to give them something to fight about, to give them something to blame, because they control it. Well, I've proven that over and over by their own words. Jim McClerny, Hillary Clinton, a couple of CIA book writers. That's a joke. And Zygmunt Brzezinski, going back to the 70s, up to 2015, they confirmed they funded them the whole time. You think they've lost control? You got to be kidding me. Surely people aren't that naive. Well, the whole formula is to destroy the family, you destroy the country. Everything going on today is designed to destroy that family unit. That's the whole drive of this agenda. Everything from feminism to drugs to prohibition, I mean everything. When you find out who's funded it, you find out the names involved, you find they're all connected. And by generations passed on to the offspring to continue the same agenda. Because the names keep popping up, the same names. That's what I'm talking about. They keep it in the family as a family tradition to set up the new world order, even if it takes a century to complete. They train their own children in horrific, horrible ways. They use other children as sacrifices in front of them to see if they're squeamish. They'll kill other children in front of their Illuminati family children just to see which ones are squeamish and which ones aren't. The ones that will carry the torch of the New World Order. Family, it's ugly. It's really, really ugly. But they lose. That's why they're trying all this control. They're trying all this control because they are afraid of death. So they want to live forever under their own means. And it's not going to happen. So they're desperate. Wounded animals they are. They're not the elite of the elite. They're wounded animals, afraid of the eternity. That's what they are. But you're not. If you take Jesus Christ as Savior, even death won't stop you. Which do you want? Because they've lost this war already. We're just counting the casualties of those who reject Jesus Christ. That's it. So, I'm going to show you, demonstrate to you some of the things that they've done over the past 100 years till now, to today. And I said I'll probably be doing this all week. Today is part two. Globalism is the bottom line. In Joshua 1:9, and this is not mixing in politics and religion. Family, it's already mixed together. It's the religion, it's the demonic forces using politics, using education, using economics and finance, using the arts and entertainment, using philosophy designed with their own minions, who are occultists. Plato, Aristotle, they were Illuminati. They were occultists. They were Satanists. Yes, sirree, Bob, they were. Absolutely. You see what's how far back this goes? It's passed on because it's supernatural. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now, they can't say that because they fail. Their God, Satan, takes their life knowing they're going to end up in hell and torment forever. Psalms 34:21, and evil shall slay the wicked. That's what happens. That's your reward when you work with them. Every time. What does that mean? Well, when movie stars get to be 28 years old, the international ones, notice they commit suicide or they disappear for a while. Notice that. Look up the 28 Club. They die at 27 to 30, thereabouts, usually about 28 years old, because their mind control has dissipated. God's always working on us all. You see? Yeah. So they got to re-brainwash. They're movie stars. They're singers. Actors, actresses. You got it now? Sometimes sports stars. Some of them, not all of them. Yes, sir. That's right. Because they're going to use them to keep you busy, to influence a population. It's always been that way. That's what they use. That's how they do it. It's right in your front doorstep. Whether it's cartoons or TV or education. I mean every single bit. You say, how can you say that? I said, it's easy to say that because you would trace it. You'll find the same names keep popping up. The same organizations. That's not accidental. And you'll find their leaders are all occultists, Satanists, or Freemasons, Rhodes Scholars. Rhodes Scholars are about one of the evil that they can get. Look up right now. The oath that the Rhodes Scholars take before they continue on with their program. Look it up. Now, you can disbelieve it if you want to. That's not going to change it. Same thing by the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Freemasons. They take a blood oath against you. The lower level ones don't understand the ramifications of the oath they take until later. It's already almost too late. Because they're more brainwashed. Now, destroying the family with globalism as a bottom line. I'm going to explain that, but also I'm going to get into the medication of how they've caused this, how easy. Medication, fluoride, drugs, it's like greasing the skids. Like putting oil in the car. It can run, but it's going to run rough. But you put oil in there, it runs smoother. For them to smoothly brainwash us, they try to medicate us. They've been doing it since the 1860s. Cocaine and the Coca-Cola. Yeah, come on now. We know about that. We've heard about that, but you know, how much cocaine can they put in a Coke? You know, how many Cokes can you drink? Silent. People become addicted to it, didn't they? Then the year 1900, and we'll cover that today, they started putting fluoride in the water. Oh, it's for your teeth to make them white. Really? Then how come the state Hitler used it in his concentration camps to test how apathetic it made the prisoners? And then they massively influxed it into our water supply after the 40s and 50s. After all, we brought 10,000 Nazis over anyway. Then add to it the effects of Tavistock, mind brainwashing, with a medicated population. You got a dangerous situation. You will not believe how much protection God's given us with the attacks that's been going on. I'm going to explain some of that as we go along. You know, we as Christians, and not concerned with Christianity, but Christians who follow Jesus, not following Christianity, but following Jesus, there's a difference. Christianity has 40,000 different sects, S-E-C-T-S. Each one has a different belief of some kind. Being a Christian is following Jesus, and Jesus' word is the King James Bible, nothing else. They try to get you off that track. But we as Christians, following Jesus Christ, this country and our families, and those involved in the family, the proverbial husband, wife, dog, cat, children, love each other and all that so much that they're not meant to survive the 1980s, physically or ideologically. We're not meant to survive, but you did, but damaged. The globalists is in fact, and I've named them, they're Italian families or German families, 26 to be exact, with additional families on the outside of the bloodline. I've named you the past day or so the organizations that they're involved in, Bilderberg, Club of Rome, UN, Trilateral Commission, Tavistock, CFR, all that. Using these organizations to set up objectives. They use the Freemasons and secret societies as their errand boys. With them thinking they're going to have a lead up when the New World Order gets around, but if not, they're going to kill them. You heard me right. The globalists, as I've named them, is an astute generation of internetists, and they have targeted the three groups for elimination: Christians, country, and family. I might add four: God, country, and core, and families. The core meaning the military. They have targeted the military. That's where the suicides are being orchestrated. And I called it the past 2 weeks veteran genocide by design. I made my case after 2 weeks of broadcasting. But the reason for this, these three entities stand in the way of the completion of an economic, political, and social network which will be global in scope and is global in scope. JFK outlined it perfectly. Before he died, that's the reason they killed him. Because he wasn't going along with it. This global plan, based on the protocols and learned elders of Zion, was established in 1776. From 1772, Adam Weishaupt, to 1776, was put into play that we're dealing with today. Every generation is upgraded. Things added to it, things removed, things changed. In their meetings, secret meetings then. And this global plan plans wars ahead of time with the outcome already determined for every single war we've already always been in. Every war from 1776 to 2015. Every single war was pre-planned with the outcome already determined. And the only exception was World War II. We're supposed to be in the New World Order. And 1999, it also failed. But they weren't taken out of power. They just continued on. Oh, yeah. Do not underestimate their influence. Under the guise that we're free. We're not free. Never have been. The world's no different. The globalists are intelligent, possess a zeal for their cause, to say the very least. And they have limitless power for now. And it's because of their set up wealth and position. See, they're convinced, and as they bring in others, generals, legislators, CEOs, religious leaders, not only are they convinced the others that what they're doing is for the eventual salvation of mankind and the planet Earth. For the cause greater than the many. See, the greatest strength they possess is that the general public doesn't know they even exist. And if you tell them about it, you're a conspiracy theorist. You're nuts. It's automatic. Until you show them the evidence. When you show them the evidence, if they stay that long, they just get mad at you and walk away. God said in Hosea 4:6 through his prophet, Hosea, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Highlight that. Because that's true. See, the objective of the global initiative is control, to say the least. And a desire to rule the world is not some new ambition. Family, this goes back to Nimrod, and because it's supernatural, it's carried forth. Yeah. Nimrod. All the way to Nebuchadnezzar, Cyrus, Alexander the Great, and the Roman Empire. And the Roman Empire will be revived in the near future. Today they call it the EU. Uh-huh. And the leader of that new revived Holy Roman Empire will be the Antichrist, coming in as a good guy. All this stuff we're talking about, negativity and all that, wars, all that, he's going to solve it. The pollution, he's going to solve it. Economic situation, he's going to solve it. Warring religions, he's going to solve it. Until a point that everybody is placated and there's peace and safety worldwide, and then the hammer's going to fall. But until then, here's how it's getting us into control, you see? See, this objective is global control. Is very simple, actually, in a way. Its implementation is the complex part of it. It's convoluted. It's mind-boggling when you attempt to unravel it. I live this every day. I have for 6 years. Involved with it for a number of years overseas. I resigned the intelligence, the security, government contracting work I was involved in. I do this simple thing now. So I'm not speaking as an armchair quarterback. I've been in the middle of it. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Kosovo, and the Congo. Government contracts, UN contracts. I saw what was going on the outskirts of it. And I expose it. That's the story. But I found that their control of the population is their ability to manage the thoughts and the behavior of the masses. And the way they control the thoughts and behavior of the masses is through mass medication, through the manipulation, psychological manipulation by Tavistock as it's orchestrated, TV, sports, drugs, alcohol, fashion, art. Man, you name it, education is the biggest one. They put it all together, come up with a plan, and institute it. The key being consensus, the motivation is their survival. So if the struggle were a physical one, you could actually identify the enemy more readily and recognize the dangers coming against you. Like the four columns approaching a castle. But it's not that way. It's from within, called the fifth column. I explained that yesterday. The enemy is within the gates, undermining the gates and the pillars of the city, acting like you, pretending to be like you. pretending to be Christian, pretending to be patriots, all the while working with the enemy. Like the serpent in the garden, this sophistication and refinement to this Tavistock-originated psychological weaponry, if you don't mind me using the term, did you get all that? It's so subtle that we're now in the final stages of the conflict. Only a few awakening to the conflict's existence. Even yet today. So they're bringing the truth out to the level they want you to know. They want you to know the evil now. They want you to know about the Illuminati now. They want you to know about the vaccines. They want you to know all the pollution. They want you to know everything to a certain point. That's where you have, I'm a truth teller from the CIA. I come out of the State Department, now I'm writing a book, and I'm going to be on Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, and I'm going to make $1 million or whatever on this book, and I can tell the truth for once and for all. All this nonsense, like Snowden, Assange, and Manning, they're all full of baloney. Family, if you're going to go fishing, you're going to use a worm or use one that looks like a worm. You're just not going to go out with a plain hook. You got to fool the fish. Make the hook look like a worm. You see? That's what they're doing. They're making their hook look like a worm. So they give you some good information, stuff you know is true already, and then they give you the hook. That's the bankers are doing it. It's the psychiatrist that's doing it. No, it's not. It's your Freemasons at the highest levels doing it. It's your Queen Elizabeth. It's your presidents. It's your Italian Illuminati, which there's names for. John Coleman names them, actually. Aldo Blandini, Medici, Borgia, Chagi, Gaetani. Man, those aren't Jews, let me tell you what. Then the outside, of course, is your Rothschilds and your Rockefellers and your Bundys and, oh yeah, Bundy, Reynolds family, DuPont, all those guys on the outside that they want you to know about. It's such a game. But family, I don't care how complicated, complex they've got it, they're going to lose. And there's nothing they can do about it. All the technology in the world will be destroyed. And every one of them, if they don't repent, they're going to hell, man. There's nothing they can do except repent. You see? But they want you to feel the fear so they can feel strong. What's that got to do with you? Your child goes to school, right? Everybody went to school today, didn't he? But he's coming home now, huh? Your child, I don't care who I'm talking to, don't matter who. You got a child in school, I'm talking to you. Well, that kid is being influenced during certain periods of time between classes, okay, about Wicca. And Wiccans that are 13 years old, 15 years old, are taught by their parents how to profile a child that's bullied, a child that's maybe being bullied at home or something. They can profile and say, look, we have a meeting. You want to come with us? We have fun. We, Mother Earth and all this and all that, the disillusion with church, or they don't go to church at all. They watch TV, video games. They're prime candidates to be pulled into Wicca. It's on your front doorstep. Oh, but it's worse than that. And all of us, and I've named this before, the way they bring us in through Tavistock is by humanism in the education. Every single day. Humanist, Marxist, and socialist literally control every college and every university and every public school. That's a fact. I have evidence. I have quotes. I have dates and I have names that confirm this. So very subtle ways they destroy what you as a family teach your children, if you're doing that. They're the ones that restructure what you're teaching your children. That's why you're not getting anywhere. Because they're destroying it in the schools. Now, I may have some new listeners, so I'm going to give you something here, right quick, to prove what I'm saying. And then I got to get to the part about the medication, family, because this facilitates it. As a summary, Dr. Chester Pierce of Harvard University in 1973, Denver, Colorado, addressed 2,000 teachers. This is what they're teaching your teachers. Since 1970s until today, they're teaching them the same thing. Behind your back. And Eastern Stars and Freemasons at the schools, police departments, and other places promote this humanist agenda. But in the education, Dr. Pierce addressed 2,000 teachers in 1973, the baby boomer era. They're just coming up to be parents. Mm-hmm. And their children would be following 1975. Millennials. So here's what he said, quote, to 2,000 teachers now. That's almost the size of a small town. Every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. Yeah. Because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future, unquote. That's 1973. Now back it up about, 40 years to show you the continuity. And in 1930, Charles Francis Potter, a humanist, proclaimed accurately, he said, I quote, education is thus a most powerful ally of humanism. And every American public school is a school of humanism. 1930. Now, back it down to about 1917. Family, John Dewey, the father of American education, was one evil humanist that you can only imagine. From 1918 to 2015, humanism, Marxism, socialism has subtly been destroying the minds of the children in a carefully laid plan that was outlined by Tavistock. And that's a fact. So it's right at your front doorstep. It's not some, you know, nebulous, ambiguous subject I'm talking about today that won't affect you. It's affecting you right now as your kid comes home. Did he go through the values clarification questionnaires today? Did he have to do any role playing? Did he have Planned Parenthood come by today? What did they learn today in history? Yeah. You see, do you know? That's how they do it. And that's every state, every town, and every home that's got a child. And then if you're an adult, you've been through it too. So now tell me don't bring it home. Because it sure does. As a measure of the effectiveness of these techniques that they've been using against us, recall what I've talked about as the unfenced concentration camps used during the Korean and Vietnam conflicts. Due to psychological intimidation, captured American military did not try to escape in those times. Unfenced concentration camps. The same behavior control exists today. But everyone's a prisoner. The earth is a concentration camp, and the globalists are the Stalag commanders. And your family, as planned by Tavistock, was not meant to survive past the 1980s by their agenda and milestones. Humans can't do this. Humans don't have the longevity. And Ephesians 6:12 tells you why. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but it's against the principalities and prince of powers of air. Supernatural. You know, in the past, Christians have always been too late with too little. We cannot afford that mistake this time coming up. If Christians want to preserve their right to live and worship freely, if Americans want to retain a national identity, which we're going to lose eventually, we will stop indulging ourselves in the luxury of fighting each other and direct our energies against the enemy. But no. No. You got white against white in the Bundy situation and the New World Order and the tyrannical government and the militia and Tea Party and all this sort of thing. It's all white folk. Then you got the black against white with Ferguson, which both sides are funded by Soros. He's funding both sides. He's funding the marchers and the rioters and training the leaders of them. Family, it's all bogus to get us to fight each other. Then they print it in the newspapers like we got some kind of struggle going on. They're going to pay them to be there. Then others just go along with the program because there's nothing else better to do. And others believe the government that, and then they want to, you know, let the bad guys, the cops that are doing this, all free, so incite the blacks. Then the whites, it's all a mess, but it's designed to be that way. There's a lot to be done, very little time in which to do it. You know, infighting dissipates our energies, brings us to a calamitous situation and condition. They cause the infighting. Every Tea Party, every oath-keeping meeting, even your government agencies are all infiltrated by the Illuminati to make sure we fight each other. After all, they did in the Civil War. They put the French on the side of the South and the Germans on the side of the North. It's never stopped. Rothschilds funded the Japanese and the Russians at the same time. Pulled the money away from the Russians so they'd lose the war. World War II is nothing more than continuation of World War I. If we didn't win it, just continued it. Didn't win World War II either. We brought the 10,000 Nazis over here. We just moved them. We brought them over and encompassed them. Used their knowledge to continue on. Yeah, buddy, we did. Korea, we have set up communist China by keeping the free Chinese from taking over, using our own fleet. You see, all this is, everything's backwards. Y'all are not being told the truth. Could we turn away from God? 2 Chronicles 7:14. But why the family? Ashley Montagu lectured at Anaheim, California. 1,000 home economic teachers. When? On 9 November 1970. She said, and I quote, "The American family structure produces mentally ill children." Unquote. That's two. That's about 2 or 3 years before Chester Pierce said it to 2,000 teachers. Do y'all see a trend here by chance? There's many ministries, religious and secular, that's created to solve this problem. The American family. These ministries are committed to the symptomatic treatment, but not the detail. Not the basic root cause that brings about the problems. They always try to solve the symptoms. Like Paul Rykoff, forming that committee to try to solve the problem of veteran suicide. They're just trying to solve the symptoms. They're not solving the problem by design. He's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. How come people don't demand he be unseated, and then the vets bring somebody in that's not a Freemason, that's not a Secret Society member, that's protected, that will stand for the truth, for the veterans, and give them power to do it? Now you're talking. They're not going to do that. Because they want our veterans dead. Because they'll offer resistance to the new North American Union. And the UN troops will take over. That's why. The planning for this began in the 1950s. The ultimate cause, certainly from a religious point of view, is sin. But the advocates of globalism are even trying to corner that market as well. The disintegration of the American family not just happened. It's an important part of the global program. You know, just like Chester Pierce was saying to those teachers, how in the world, hey, really, how can a five-year-old, how can you tell a group of teachers, 2,000 at one time, how can you tell them that a five-year-old comes to school with all those beliefs at 5 years old? He's not even out of the mother's matrix yet. That's something. How come nobody rings up a red flag on that one? How can a five-year-old come to the first grade with allegiance toward the founding fathers? It's like, who's the founding fathers? How does he come to school with allegiance toward our elected officials, toward the parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity? A five-year-old? How does he do that? Because it's passed on to him by the parents. What parents? The quiet generation. So they got to extinguish that belief. That's what the 1960s were all about. That's planned by Tavistock. See, I lay the groundwork. They can imprint in the mind, well, so can I. So children are imprinted at a very young age with parent-transferred values, such as a belief in God and patriotism. If these beliefs are obstacles to the creation of a global network of control, it's essential, necessary, at all costs, for the globalists to eliminate the family influence at the earliest possible age. That's where Tavistock comes in. That's where mass medication comes in. To mold the ones medicated the way they want. Whether it's patriotism or anti-patriotism. Now it's anti-patriotism. Why would it do that? To bring us to a new world order that would support a world government and not a national government. In the past and continuing on today, to erase parental imprinting, alienate the child and the parent, and boy, video games play that role. TV dinners, you don't have. Remember the days of TV dinners? Somebody brought this up to me recently, and I said, that's a good idea. I didn't think of this one. TV dinners. Oh, come on, man. Now you're going overboard. Really? When a family sits together, they pray together. Uh-huh. They talk. What happened today as they're passing the food? Tell me what's going on today at the dinner table. That's where you learn a lot of stuff. Well, now you got TV dinners and quick meals. Chicken nuggets. You don't have those times. Now, you want to think that's accidental? Mm-mm. It's not accidental at all. Any and everything they could produce to separate that family, they have done. At all costs. The generation gap. In the near future, you're going to see, and I already have seen, strategies designed to remove the child from the presence of the parents. That's going on in every school. And you let that happen. And they've got security there to make sure you don't interfere. Sandy Hook was a false flag to justify putting security in your school that they deem as the ones necessary to keep the parents away from the teachers, keep the parents away from the superintendent, keep the parents away from taking the child out when you got planned parent stupidhood come in there to talk about their nonsense. You get a text from your child that they're here teaching us about this, that, and the other, and you're like, oh, no. And you leave work or leave the home. You think you're the only one getting a text about that? And you're going to take your child out of there and complain. Well, they've got security there to keep you back. That's what security is for, not for terrorists. They're against the parents. That's where they're going to train these felons, 185,000 of them, as national security. It's already being done. Don't tell me it's going to. It's done already. So you got security there, and you're okay with it. It's protecting my child from them there terrorists. Well, that's a big bunch of baloney. Protect the school from you. Well, y'all parents going to get together before the PTA meeting and bring these things up. Anyway. Remove the child from the presence of the parents. That's the purpose of international rights of the child. Where's the anti-international rights of the child committee formed up in the United States to stop it? I haven't heard of one yet. Where's the anti-child euthanasia act committee set up yet? Haven't heard of one yet. I bet y'all are going to a golf game in Hilton Head now, aren't you? Watch some stupid Southern 500 watching cars go around in a circle. Oh, that's a whole lot of fun. What your kids doing? Are they having their little meetings with the teachers for 5 minutes you can't attend? Values clarification to destroy your child's mind against what you've been teaching them all along? That's what's going on. And questionnaires designed to find out what you're doing at home. I mean, after all, they don't need to put a bug in your house. They just ask your child. That's exactly what they're doing. Do you all know about that? Then they come with the vaccines. Have you told your child not to allow any vaccine? If they start to give you one, to text you? They text you, you go, and there's a cop. Family, y'all better wake up. And you better do it now. If you already woke up, then you better tell other parents. Start a movement in this country to protect your children and protect your family. And the Freemasons, man, are you all so stupid? Are you so stupid that you took a blood oath against the Bible in the name of God? You got to be some kind of dumb and medicated to do that. I mean, darn right dirt dumb. And you think as Christian, by doing good deeds, and you take a blood oath? Surely you're not that double-minded. You must be mass medicated. I don't know which it is. That's just plain dumb. And keeping secrets from your family? What kind of stupidity is that? Immediately when you tell your wife that I can't tell you where I did tonight, you got a problem immediately. When you can't tell your kids what you're doing at the lodge, when they ask you, you got a problem immediately. They won't act, they'll act like it's okay, whatever. But inside, they're like, why is he keeping it secret? I don't know. It's frustrating. It's destroying your family. And the good deeds count zero. The good deeds are to hide the evil behind it. That you as a Blue Lodge don't even know. And what I'm telling you now is a fact. That your Shriners will lie about, they'll lie to their dying mother because they've taken a blood oath. Man, it's horrific, completely idiotic, and it's total evil because they know that Lucifer is their God, and they will not tell you that till you become a 33rd degree or a Shriner. These are facts that you can find out yourself. That's why they got the Isa Stars, Rainbow Girls, Daughters of Job, the Malay Society for the higher level ones, to bring in the blacks to the society. They have a Malay Society, blacks equivalent to Freemasons. It'll be disbanded once the New World Order takes over, but y'all don't know that yet. You know, it doesn't take much effort to catalog methods. That's what they call it. What's that Madonna word? Oh yeah, in vogue. To achieve this means to an end. It ranged from advertising that fosters a standard of living which keeps both parents employed, out of the home, to frivolous definitions of child abuse, to take your children away from you, to justify the state's removal of the child from the home, which Senator Schaefer was getting ready to expose, the corrupt Child Protective Service, which works with the CIA behind the scenes to profile certain children they're going to steal and use as objects. Senator Schaefer was killed by her husband in a murder-suicide several years ago. She was going to expose the Child Protective Service and the North American Union to stop it. Oh. International rights of the child is coming upon you. Child euthanasia is coming upon you. Is anybody there to stop it, to slow it down, to cause them problems? Man, just cause them problems, if anything. Child abuse and child neglect laws, they're undefined, the greatest danger to the family, the most powerful laws in existence. You know, a skilled observer will discover that public education is a policy. It's the major perpetrator in pitting a child and parent against one another. The community school program, where the child lives at the school, will complete the termination of parental rights to any, say, in the raising of your children. So, globalism, humanism, socialism, feminism, illuminism, New Age, all this nonsense, we're all the same animal. The differences are semantic and inconsequential. I'll continue with dialogue here shortly, but I want to tell you a little something about how to do it. This story begins around 1860s. Actually, before then. Did you know that Coca-Cola, back in 1860s, 70s, when they came out with it, actually contained cocaine? Why would they do that? Cocaine and Coke. Why? Well, because it relieves fatigue. Yeah, I'd say it does, don't it? Yeah, cocaine has a way of doing that, you know. It kind of relieves fatigue. Yeah, cocaine. Release fatigue. That's their jingle. Look it up. You got back in the 40s and 50s, you had, even in Mount Airy, we got an old sign that was repainted. It shows Coca-Cola, 5 cents. Coca-Cola, and then release fatigue. Yeah, cocaine does that, you know. Now, have you ever wondered why Coke comes with a smile? Because it gets you high. Now, they got replaced now with sugar. And when they took the cocaine out, they put tons of sugar and other preservatives in it. I drink Coke myself. I mean, don't think I'm some kind of health nut guy or whatever. I'm not at all. But I'm telling you what it is. And then they have energy drinks to take the place of it. Now they got the smoking. Well, they're going to put marijuana in it when they legalize it. And you got your bong on a string now. You got your own bong on a string. How about that? Anyway, electronic bong. Oh, boy. It's back to the 1860s. When you drink a Coke, now you add to it, about a century ago, they took the cocaine out. Added other stuff to it. So cocaine has enough bad as it is. But they removed the cocaine about 100 years ago because it was redundant. The cocaine was to get you hooked, man. To get you hooked. Hooked on what? Well, watch this. In the first 10 minutes, when you drink a Coke. Oh, by the way, you know Pepsi preservatives? Did you know there's a lawsuit 2-3 years ago or so of where companies or people were suing the Pepsi preservatives that had fetus material in it. You're talking severe, subtle cannibalism. It's documented. It's documented. They've acknowledged it. They put fetal material in your Pepsi-Cola preservatives. Fetuses, you understand? Abortion? Hello? Yeah? Look it up right now. Pepsi-Cola. Diet Pepsi-Cola. Fetal material in it. Uh-huh. Anyway, when you drink a Coke, 10 teaspoons of sugar hit your system in the first 10 minutes. Now, 100% of your recommended daily intake. Now, you don't immediately vomit from the overwhelming sweetness because phosphoric acid cuts the flavor. It allows you to keep it down. Oh, yeah, I love that phosphoric acid, man. Oh, yeah. Well, 20 minutes later, your blood sugar spikes, causing insulin burst. Your liver responds by turning the sugar it can get to hands and to fat. There's plenty of that in a particular moment. Family, when I go, I'm living in the South, y'all. South. And when you go there, you Saturdays, parents are there shopping. Man, and this wasn't a tailgate party. I saw some of these carts, tons, loads, cases of Dr. Peppers. Mountain Dew. You might as well just get your syringe and put caffeine in it and shoot it in your veins. Man, Diet Mountain Dew will fire you up. Let me tell you what. And while you're waiting to go through the line, they got those little energy drinks with nice colors, man. Nice colors. All kinds of flavors of energy drinks. And commercials where everybody just loves them, man. You're running. At the same time, you're doing a composure. I mean, you know, it really helps you. 5-hour energy drinks. Oh, how many kids have died from this crap? Heart attacks? You better look it up. And the overweightness, massive overweightness of 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, even in Okinawa, Japan. Why? Cokes! Pepsi! That's why. Tons of it, man. So 40 minutes, caffeine absorption is complete. Your pupils dilate. Your blood pressure rises. And as a response, your liver dumps more sugar in your bloodstream. Now, this adenosine receptors, they call it adenosine receptors in your brain are blocked, preventing you from being drowsy. Huh. Now, ADENOSINE receptors that's in your brain is blocked, prevents you being drowsy, hence relieves fatigue. 45 minutes later, give or take, your body ups your dopamine production. Stimulates the pleasure centers of your brain. This is physically the same way heroin works, by the way. Dopamine production increases. Stimulates the pleasure center of your brain. And this is exactly how the researchers, when they do a brain implant, controls the brain of certain military personnel. I've got the research on it, family. Don't say no. Dopamine is increased. It's the way heroin works. Same way. Now, an hour later, the phosphoric acid binds the calcium, magnesium, and zinc in your lower intestine. It provides a further boost in metabolism. Whoopee! Hey. And that's compounded by high doses of sugar, artificial sweetener, also increasing the urinary excretion of calcium. Man, your body's having a heyday here. A crash is coming. So 60 minutes later, same 60 minutes, the caffeine's diuretic properties come play. It means he got a PP. You know, do number one. It's now assured that you'll evacuate the bonded calcium, magnesium, and zinc that was headed to your bones, as well as sodium, electrolytes, and water. Hence, a lot of Cokes and Pepsis and all that. Less calcium, less magnesium deficiency, and zinc, osteoporosis, arthritis, and low magnesium, low zinc. Water is not there. Also, an hour later, as this rave inside you dies down, you're going to have a sugar crash. And not in the sugar shack, but in your body. Yes. You may become irritable, sluggish. You're also now literally evacuated till all the water is out of your body that was in the Coke. But not for before it infuses it with valuable nutrients your body could have used for things like hydrating your system or building strong bones and teeth. But don't worry, you always got fluoride. We'll talk about that later. Now, if you can't completely remove soft drinks from your diet, then make sure you drink it in moderation. If you're trying to get your kids off this stuff, have them try something else to wean them away from it. At that young age, the body's a craving nutrients. It's growing. You ever heard of that? Yeah. And they're turning young girls into women, young boys into men. The food has a big difference in the estrogen and progesterone. GMO products. Now, which brings me to a point. If your child is fidgety, Cokes, Mountain Dew, energy drinks, over-the-counter, whatever, excessive chatterbox and easily distracted, especially in school, he is a prime candidate for ADHD diagnosis. About 5.4 million American children are labeled as such. 66% of them are prescribed medication to control their behavior. Now, there's a nationwide shortage of drugs used to treat ADD and ADHD. And Ritalin, a children's cocaine, kiddie cocaine they call it, and Adderall have made the FDA's list of drugs that are in short supply. See, the reason for this is simply a matter of supply and demand. Where demand exceeds the ability of the drug distributors to supply it. There's no doubt psychotropic drugs are huge business. After all, it's being shoved in your veterans' bodies as well. Hence, suicides. Murder suicides. I'm pretty blunt about it. Sales of drugs to treat ADHD reached over 1.2 billion in 2010. That's billion. The NIH has said about ADHD, we do not have an independent valid test for ADHD. There's no data to indicate that ADHD is due to brain malfunction. And if it was, where do you think the brain malfunction is coming from in the first place? So is ADHD a fictional disease? There are some psychiatric experts that are not bought and paid for. They're not members of the humanist school system or education or college system where they get their so-called research from. Oh, you're right. They argue the condition is no more than a marketing gimmick created by pharmaceutical companies to peddle drugs. But I say that designed through Tavistock to medicate your children, to put them at this condition so they can be profiled as ADHD, to put drugs in their body to control and medicate them. So they'll receive a humanist training to destroy the family is the purpose of it, that even some of these psychiatric experts don't realize. Dr. Fred Bauman, a child neurologist, said that there's evidence to support that psychiatry has been in cahoots with the pharmaceutical industry since, he says, the 1950s. What a hoot that is. Have I not told you this before? That's coming from a doctor. Part of the marketing strategy was to call certain behaviors diseases so they could push a pill to fix it. One of these diseases that's invented and created for nothing is ADHD. Your high schools, the guidance counselors are deceived or they're liars. Teachers are mostly deceived. Your psychiatrists that are assigned to these schools and military bases are liars because they're responsible by their degree to know what's going on. So that means they're lying. No wonder they got security outside the schools nowadays. Cowards tend to be, when they're doing cowardly things like lying to their parents, lying to the children and all that, that they tend to want to be protected. Because the lies may come back on them. You know, in a 1970 congressional hearing, psychiatrists testified that ADHD is a disease like any other, meaning it must receive a diagnosis from a doctor. The drugs are necessary to treat it. So in order for ADHD to be considered a disease, there's got to be a kind of a chemical imbalance in the brain. Be able to identify it, prognosis, give it a prognosis, or diagnosis for a prognosis. But there's never been any scientific literature offered to prove such a brain malfunction exists in ADHD patients. So now, typical childhood behavior has become a mental illness. I've described to you what happens with Coca-Cola. Y'all connecting the dots? They consider it profitable. I'm saying it goes way beyond achieving a profit. It goes into medicating your children and your parents, medicating them to be able to receive the New World Order. And you're not going to like this, but this is the other reason too. Overly medicated results in possession of a demonic spirit. I know, sounds like over the top, but actually it's not. I take it to the nth degree. That's what it really boils down to. Because it lessens your control over yourself. It weakens that veil that around you, of protection. It pulls you away from the Holy Spirit and His protection. Therefore allowing an outside demonic presence to enter in and remain insidious, but remain quiet until such time that it takes control when you're weakened. That's what they're up to. They want that body. 20 million children worldwide are handed a diagnosis of some type of mental disorder which requires taking psychiatric drugs throughout their childhood or even their life. children who have a difficulty sitting still in class, getting distracted easily, talk out of turn, or don't pay attention to the rules, or more likely than not, label with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Man, that's normal. I'm 2, 3, 4 years old. I got high on Coke, Mountain Dew. Or I'm highly, highly intelligent and I'm bored in class. What's going to happen? Profiled. Sent to the guidance counselor. You have ADHD. Here, take these drugs. I'm not giving my kid those drugs. You're an unfit parent. We're going to seek CPS after you. Family, that's what they're up to. The more I think about this, the madder I get sometimes when I start telling about it. You know, a report from the Drug Effectiveness Review Program project from Oregon State in 2005 analyzed about 2,287 studies around the world, and they found insufficient evidence to indicate that drugs used to treat ADHD are safe or help with academic performance. They even have drugs to help your child play football better or college kids play football better. Really? Perhaps the worst part is that children slapped with ADHD label and take these highly toxic drugs every single day. What do you think they're doing to our veterans? At 26 suicides per doggone day. 22 to 26, and that's lowballing the number. 8,000 die yearly from suicide. It's coming from these darn drugs. Murder suicides. These drugs. Possession of demonic spirits. It is connected. I'm not afraid to say it. Because I know it's connected. This is how they break down that barrier. They break down that Holy Spirit. They break down that control that God's been given you. Because you turn away from Him by taking these drugs. It's a physics. It's chemistry. It's biology. It's mind control. It's all connected. These drugs have been shown to lead to dangerous conditions like psychosis, violence, hallucinations, anxiety, heart attack, and even sudden death. Dr. Peter Bregin, B-R-E-G-G-I-N, B-R-E-G-G-I-N, Peter, he's a leader in the psychiatric reform. He stated, quote, "Our society's particular form of child abuse is a psychiatric diagnosing and drugging of our children," unquote. And you know, all psychoactive substances, from alcohol, marijuana, to psychiatric drugs, reduce and compromise the function of the brain and the mind, and none improve it, unquote. So if you don't have a mental condition, they give you one. If you want to start a war, you don't have an enemy, they make one. Y'all see how the pattern works? Man, it's all connected. Why do you think the kamikaze pilots of Japan would fly a darn plane riding the side of a ship? They gave them drugs. One study published in the Archives of General Psychiatry found that ADHD is associated with lowered dopamine production. Dr. John Shaw, professor, he's director of child and adolescent psychiatry at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine, stated that this is a very important study as it adds increasing evidence that ADHD is a heritable disease with genetically determined neurobiological underpinnings. He added that further evidence, quote, that this is a valid mental disorder, often requiring neurobiological interventions such as psychopharmacological aha, got it, treatment, unquote. Well, Dr. Shaw, professor of director of child adolescent psychiatry at the University of Miami, let me check something here. Just play a little hunch. Oh, look at there. I do declare. Education Council of Foreign Relations members. Education Illuminati members. University of California, University of St. Louis, Rockefeller University, Johns Hopkins University, University of Chicago, and the University of Miami. Well, well, well. He's a member of the Illuminati. A member of the Council of Foreign Relations. Bingo. Got another liar. You see how they do it? Connect the dots, family. Connect the dots. Where the truth lies, the outcome's the same. Children diagnosed with ADHD represent lifelong customers to both doctors and big pharma. Pharmacy. Pharmacy. Yeah. Pharmacy. Did you know that pharmacy is a root word for pharmakia? And pharmakia is a Greek word for sorcery and witchcraft. Yeah. Pharmacy, down the store, down the way down here, is a root word of sorcery. Isn't that a hoot? Huh? How about that? So parents tell them they have to take their medication. School personnel jumps in to help make sure they do. And make no mistake, drugging children with psychiatric drugs is big, big money. But also, it's to set them up for the New World Order. So be nice, little mind-controlled slaves are dead. See what they're doing? Now, I found another interesting article. I went to a Golden Corral the other day. They had Cokes and cotton candy. Oh, it had cotton candy, man. That's nothing but sugar on a stick. Loads of it, man. Chowing down on cotton candy. Cokes, all kinds of stuff. Now, you heard what I said about the Coca-Cola. Man, these kids drink 2 and 3. They drink for breakfast. One of the keys, well, hold on a second. This is so crazy. I tell you, man, they got us coming and going. For now. That's why you need God in your life. The Holy Spirit works physics, chemistry, biology. It's not just some philosophical notion. There's a war going on around you that involves your body too. You know, children are constantly distracted by sights and sounds, exhibiting symptoms of ADHD. Distracted by sights and sounds, but parents may want to monitor the child's behavior. There's other type symptoms present. Symptoms are non-inclusive for children, difficulty maintaining eye contact. Oh, that sounds familiar. You're in conversation. A byproduct for the inattention and hyperactivity. Constantly in motion rather than maintaining eye contact. Theory that sufferers from ADHD can actually devote all their interest into one activity at a time as long as they're hyper-focused on the issue. like video game obsession. And children with ADHD may also be able to stay on task only in high energy activities. So indicates tunnel vision, as long as the child is appropriately engaged. Tunnel vision is developed through the computer. When they do the video games, their vision is reduced to the size of the monitor. Do that hours and hours every weekend. And at nighttime, they don't have any more peripheral vision because they're trained to look only at the screen. Isn't that tricky? They miss everything. Excessive hyperactivity, always emotion. Does that sound a little familiar? That's a key symptom of ADHD is hyperactivity. Now, where else does that come from? Lack of interest in reading or cuddling. Where else does that come from? You can look up 10 symptoms of ADHD, and every one of them is attributed to too much sugar. Getting excited. Your child's got ADHD. Act without thinking. Children are no different. What else causes that? Being a child, being an adult, being medicated, risk takers. Y'all is one of the last things you ever hear a Southern boy say. Hey, y'all, watch this. He don't make it past that. A lot of accidents. As a child ages, sleep schedule should become more regular, though not necessarily an adult sleep schedule. Children who do not seem to require much sleep at all may be exhibiting some symptoms of ADHD. You see how they do this? Oh, man, I tell you what. We've been hooked and crooked since 1860s. Now, going back in time. Back in time. Poisons have been used as far back as can be traced to contaminate the water supply of a city or village. The Jesuits of the Roman Catholic Church, the Jesuits, are very good at using poisons to take out their enemies. Called the poison cup. That's your Roman Catholic Church. And the Jesuits, funded by the Borgia Illuminati family. Yeah. Formerly called the Alumbrados, before Ignatius Loyola. I usually call him Ignoramus Loyola, but that's just me. Now, they're used to do the killing in every industry. Military is the Jesuits. They're nothing but a bunch of murderers that's educated. They're educated murderers. That's all they are. You know, when Arabs were pursued across the desert by enemies, they invariably poisoned the wells after they had obtained their own supply of water in order to force the pursuers to turn back. The Illuminati have used poisons to aid in their diabolical plans right down through the centuries. Fluorine was discovered by a scientist named Schelle in 1771. Because of its affinities, and very intense, actually, and that for other elements, it was regarded as the villain, fluorine. It's the villain of the chemical world. And the most dangerous poison known to man. Because of its puzzling features, its unusual features, it was not produced in a gas elemental form, its purity, until 1886. When Moissan, M-O-I-S-S-A-N, he accomplished his task of producing it in a gaseous elemental kind of form of purity. 1886. Now, the leaders of this world revolutionary movement we're talking about today, that began in 1776 until now, they ordered further research to see if this, shall we call it, the devil's poison, could not be used to subjugate the people into a whole community much more quickly than fighting them into submission. War is a way to control people, they determined in 1909. How can you do it faster? By medication. They were looking for a poison with qualities that would permit the effects that regulated in a scientific manner, be able to predict it. Hence the Hegelian dialectic. So experimentation was developed to a point where human beings were required, as always, to be used as guinea pigs, as they always do. 1950s, they took 1945, 47, they took military men in Nevada, a couple of hundred of them, in the desert, to set off a nuclear blast, some 20 miles away. So the blast didn't kill them, but they were certainly sprayed by the dust and the radioactive particles. Most of them died since then from cancer. Animals can't talk. We just watch them die when you use them in the laboratory. Those conducting the experiments had to find out how different doses of the poison affected human beings. That's why they brought, one of the reasons they brought scientists from Nazi Germany over in Operation Paperclip. 10,000 of them they brought. We didn't win the war. We just brought them over here. The experiments on human beings revealed that sodium fluoride is entirely different in its characteristics from organic calcium fluoride. Now, that's provided by nature to take care of the requirements of the human body. So, no honest medical man or scientist would deny this truth. That nature provides enough adequate quantity of calcium fluoride in the water, vegetables, meat, fish, to meet the normal requirements that our body requires. That's one of the incredible marvels of nature, how God set it up. So then they have to destroy what God set up. You get the point now? So God's got to override it when you're a born again Christian. I hope you caught that. Because when you see how much they've done, you see how much God has protected us all. Given those the opportunity to accept Jesus as Savior, this is all connected. There's a war going on for your body. Satan's using poisons to stop it. God's protecting you to give you opportunity. You know, in the frozen north, the fluorine is provided in the seafood the people eat. In a lot of the inland places, it's found in the suitable quantities in the waters and rivers and streams. And even in other places, vegetables supply the body's requirements. God's got it all set up. He's way ahead of the game. He's a creator, you know. You know, all over the world, people who ate a natural diet had perfect teeth. Cavities due to caries and deterioration of the bone structure of the jaws didn't happen until after the inhabitants of various areas began to eat foods which had been denatured. You might call it pre-GMO products. In the process of manufacturing, that in order to give them a more pleasing taste or appearance, then cavities started happening. You had dentured flour, refined sugar, soft drinks, overcooked foods, candies, affect the dental health of all those who eat that kind of food. Now, if people are actually concerned about the health of their children's teeth, they would correct their eating habits. But now they've got that covered too, with GMO products. Medical baby specialists, like back in the 50s and 40s, Dr. Alan Brown. And he argued that because people will not correct their eating habits, we have to just strengthen. We have to strengthen their dental enamel by adding fluorine to the drinking water of the whole nation. That's what happened. So there's no suggestion that could be more illogical and just plain stupid. Because sodium fluoride is such a deadly poison that the addition of even the most minute quantities to the amount provided by nature, and that in a normal diet, can produce immediate ill effects to the bowels, nerves, other organs of the body. But, according to research, more important still is the fact that the cumulative effects of fluorine and the fluorine poisoning do not show up for a considerable time. Sometimes as long as 7 to 10 years. The accumulation of the vaccines and the mercury, the accumulation of the vaccines and the formaldehyde and aluminum salts, do the math on that now, aluminum, Alzheimer's, dementia, aluminum, Reynolds family, Illuminati, aluminum, Reynolds family, tobacco, aluminum, Reynolds. You got it now? Each family was assigned a certain role in Illuminati. Reynolds tobacco and aluminum. Aluminum and fluoride together. Fluoride in the water, aluminum, pots and pans, coffee percolators. They knew would cause chronic fluorosis back in the 30s and 40s and 50s. Y'all getting the idea? Depending on the quantity of poison that's absorbed in the system, the ill effects progressive victim suffers mental, physical, and nervous disorders, which can actually cause paralysis. You've got serious changes in bone structure, also found in the bodies of people who've ingested too much fluorine. This hit hard with baby boomers by design. What am I saying here? How much God has protected you. We should all be dead by now, but God is there. And they can't figure out why. They can't figure out why. They don't know why we're not still dead. Except the New World Order. The created can never defeat the creator. You know that fluoridation of the drinking water cannot be regulated with sufficient accuracy to eliminate serious danger? And the person, remember they used to tell us to drink 8 to 10 glasses of water a day? Yeah, okay. The person who drinks 10 glasses a day of beverages made with fluorinated water absorb 10 times as much of the poison as a person who only drinks one glass. Now you know. And tea has a very high fluorine content compared with most foods and beverages. What's going to happen to the heavy tea drinkers who brew tea with fluorinated water? What about it? Well, the first viable signs show a person suffering from chronic fluorine poisoning are mottled teeth, finger, and toenails. M-O-T-T-L-E-D. And we'll cover some of this again tomorrow. Some more information on this. I'm just started on this. It's only Tuesday. To expose all of it. And show how God has been protecting this country. Specialists and advisors who have been promoting this idea of fluoridation have been telling a number of lies. So, it brings the question, the thought process, that these medical men who have advocated fluoridation just might have an alternative motive. Because their education must have been made the true facts regarding the fluorine known to them. So lie number one, that those who advocate the introduction of fluorine or fluoride in the drinking water claim we'll give our children better teeth. Fluoride only helps prevent caries. So this limited benefit is obtained at the danger of losing the whole set of teeth while people are in their 30s. Dentists know that in all areas where fluoride is found in the drinking water, most people develop gingivitis and pyorrhea to a degree that makes extraction the only remedy. Now you know. It's something, isn't it? You know another lie? Those who advocate fluoridation, they claim that it's possible to regulate the quantity of this deadly poison so that not more than one parts per million. Well, and that would be placed in our drinking water. Well, those who make such a statement know that's a deliberate lie. Because if a quantity of fluoride is introduced into a scientifically prepared baby food varied from 6 to 22 parts per million, called Pablum back in the day, is under the old formula, and it varied as much as from 1.5 to 2.2 parts per million. Well, under the new, why should it be possible that those who charge with introducing it to the drinking water could be more accurate? But it couldn't even adjust it even then. And those making the perfect baby food was supposed to be experts and medical specialists. Those who look after our waterworks are just ordinary working men. So more specifically, if that quantity of fluoride introduced into a scientifically prepared baby food, they called it back then, if it varied from 6 to 22 parts per million, between 6 and 22, under the old formula, and then varies as much as from 1.5 to 2.2 parts per million under the new, why should it be possible that these charged with introducing it to drinking water would be more accurate? Because they don't know. Well, you know that this mass medication is the bottom line. Mass medication. I'm going to talk about two more lies tomorrow that they've told about this mass medication. Actually, let's see. You know, those who advocate fluoridation, they also claim that little is known about the cumulative results and effects. And what they say is that what little is known indicates a long-range effects would not be seriously harmful to the body. Well, medical men know that extensive research, a lot of work's been done to determine the cumulative effects of fluorides. So in a particular British medical journal with 34 articles that was printed back in the 50s on the subject, more than double that number have appeared in medical journals in Canada and the United States. You see, science proved the harmful cumulative effects, and the British government passed legislation which prohibited the use of fluoride as a preservative in any kind of food or beverage that prepared for human consumption. And similar legislation was passed under Pure Foods Drug Acts of Canada in the United States. You know, the research workers in the United States, they found the accumulation of fluoride in the bones of animals over 2 years of age was so great it constituted a danger to the health of people who ate foods containing bone meal. HPV shot, for example, is designed to sterilize your child. That's the purpose of it. A lot of nurses and teachers don't know this, and the ones that do know are lying. HPV shot. It just so happens that other countries know this. Spain, France, India, and Japan. And guess what they did? They suspended the HPV shot. But not in America. No. They're promoting it. 144 plus girls have died. They wanted the young boys to get it. They're still pushing it. To sterilize. We are a guinea pig pot here in America. So, when you're overseas, and I was in 1999-2004, and said, oh, we know you're American. I said, why? Because you got white teeth. You all have that fluoride in your teeth. We don't have that here. You see, they don't do it in other countries. America, specifically. Fluoride. White teeth. Commercials. Even in your toothpaste. But now, don't swallow that toothpaste, you'll die. Brush your teeth with it, don't swallow it. We want you to die later. Whoo, man, I tell you. Where's Jerry Clower when you need him? Family, this is getting crazy out here. Mass medication. Oh, I'm going to get cranked up. I got four more days to go, three more days to go to talk about this. I got a whole lot more to tell you this week. Now you know why you pray over your food. It's not because you're being religious. It's so that God will kind of balance supernaturally the effects of that food on you. And they don't want you doing that. They don't want you praying before a meal. They don't want the family being together. Now you know why. I'm giving you the details. You know, notwithstanding the facts I've given you, doctors Alan Brown and Drake and Tisdall and Jackson and others back in the 50s, they made up a formula for pablum. Y'all older folks remember that? The perfect baby food, they called it. And it included so much animal bone meal that the babies of America who were fed pablum actually took it in their little bodies anywhere from 6 to 22 parts per million of fluoride. 6 to 22. Research conducted by Professors Mary Hamm and Doreen Smith in the Food Chemistry Department, University of Toronto, prior to 1953, baby boomers, proved that pablum contained an average of 11 to 12 parts per million of fluorine. That policy of serving this rat poison to the infants of America at that time continued from the day pablum first went in the market. 20 years, actually from the 60s back to 1954, medical men that have discussed it, informed that ingestion of such quantities of fluorine could not help but have a harmful cumulative effect. And you know, an investigation was conducted in that matter. It's found that a number of children who've been raised on pablum had between 5th and 7th years developed symptoms of chronic fluorosis by design. The target was baby boomers, 1954. And in 1952, 53, 54, did you know that they put between 30 and 90 million Americans born in that year cancer in the polio vaccine? Man, baby boomers, I don't see how you're still living. They put the fluorine in there, the pablum baby food. They put cancer in the vaccines for polio and didn't tell anybody. CDC confirms it. Vietnam War, man, they went after you tooth and nail. And drugs in the 60s, Vietnam War, everything was designed to eliminate the effect of the family structure that the baby boomers carried from the quiet generation into the next generation of the millennials. This was designed at Stock. And they fail, but they succeeded along the way to destroy the family. Change it. Fix it by starting with your own family. I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow. Parentalrights.org, I'm told. Look into that. They're trying their best to come after your kids and you, and they're picking up the pace. Parental groups is being formed. www.parentalrights.org. Check it out. I got to go now. Tonight, Bible study, rapture, we'll talk about end times. Tomorrow, continue on. Some more information, details about what they're up to. Remind you that we're played up at highportradio.net, highportradio.net. My broadcasts and Bible studies are played also there. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, supported by sponsors. And you can check out his sponsors on that site and use his sponsors, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, those areas. Website is watchmanforjesus.com. And my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus, Watchman for Jesus, one, okay, Watchman for Jesus, Facebook, and Watchman for Jesus, one word, .com is my website. Family, I'll give you more information tomorrow about this. We'll continue on with medication. And I hope I enlightened you on some of this, because family is what's going on. You have a good night. God bless you all. And we'll see you tonight, 8 to 9, if you're going to join my Bible study. Or tomorrow, 4 to 6, we'll continue on with what we're talking about. Have a great night. God bless you. You win with Jesus. That's the bottom line. Because he is alive. And he's coming back. They lose. Whose side you on? Have a good night. God bless you.
And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
I am with you every day to the end.